wanted. Super high IQ, small government revolutionaries willing to work 80 plus hours per week on an unglamorous cost cutting. Maybe some of you were a little busy scanning the local help wanteds in the Stanwoodopolis Gazette this week and missed the post on X calling for resumes for the new government efficiency panel, headed up by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who's not a real swami. If so, there's still time to apply. I'm not sure how many high IQ small government revolutionaries there are out there, but I can bet not too many are looking for 80 plus hour work weeks for an efficiency department that starts with not one director, but efficiency be damned, two. Two heads are better than one, right? Label me cynical, but somehow I suspect salaries for the position won't compare to what a genius entrepreneurial type might earn in a startup or a hedge fund. Hey, all you bored high IQ retirees, the government is looking for you anti-government types hoping to fill the long days with assignments to seek out new inefficiencies and lost departments, to boldly go where no bureaucrats have gone before. Sure, sounds like fun to me. Of course, I lack the high IQ requirement. And that 80 plus hour work week is fairly anathema to a guy who hasn't worked a full-time job since, well, 1974. Although maybe I could fudge the curriculum vitae to make that part-time graveyard shift as an orderly in a hospital two nights a week back in the 80s sound a bit more work obsessive. Okay, maybe not. The revolutionary requirement seems a little out of reach too, even though us old hippies like to think we had a bit of the radical in us, at least back in the 60s. Not so much these days, although, well, this last election percolated my blood. I wish the bright boys all the luck in the world bringing the government to heel. And even though I won't be sending in my job application, I would like to offer some advice from the South End Peanut Gallery. Start at the top, guys. I think you've got a low IQ, lazy golf-playing yahoo you might want to take a good hard look at.